Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of Christian parenting, biblical principles for training children in an end times generation. The scriptures are filled with biblical admonitions to disciplining our children. And yet we live in a day when many people feel that they are just to allow their children to grow and to explore and to be free to find themselves and experience life with little or no boundaries. And yet this humanistic perspective of child rearing is absolutely opposed to what the Word of God says. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, we find the well-known scripture that simply says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go." It's our requirement from God that we are to train our children in the way that he should go, in the way that God would have a child to walk and to live in this life. In Proverbs 29, verse 17, we see another scripture that says, "Correct your son, and he will give you comfort. He will also delight your soul." So we're given instruction that it's God's will for a parent to correct the children. In Ephesians 6, 4, we see this admonition in the New Testament that says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Or another translation says, "Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." We see many, many scriptures throughout Proverbs. Proverbs 13:24, which says, "He that spares the rod," and it's referring to disciplining a child, "he that spares the rod hates his son." Proverbs 19:18 tells us, "Chasten thy son while there is hope," indicating that you need to begin to discipline or train your child from a very young age while there is still the ability to impart that instruction to them. Many parents feel that they should not tell a toddler no or correct the child when he's so young, thinking, well, he doesn't really understand, he's just being a child. That is the exact time when a parent should begin the discipline, when the child is very young. The child can learn from a very young age what is proper behavior and what is improper behavior, what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, what is a godly thing to do and what is ungodly, what is wisdom and what is not wisdom. And we need to believe the Word of God that encourages us to train our children from a very young age. Chasten or discipline your child while there is hope. Because as a child gets older and they begin to grow into the years where they are more independent, and it's God's will, that's the way God created them. But as they grow in their independence and their ability to formulate their own ideas and decisions, that is too late to begin a process of child training. It must start at this early age where you can begin to train them. And I like this word, discipline your child or train up a child. And it literally was from a word that was used when a vine was going to be trained to go up a wall or up a certain direction. And they would train the vine to grow in a certain way, rather than just let it go wherever it wanted. It would end up on the ground. But instead, that word meant to support it and to discipline it, or to cause the structure around it to allow it to train it to grow in a certain direction. God wants us to put structure and proper structure around our children and train that child so that they grow in the right direction, God's way. Proverbs 23 verses 13 and 14 also warns us not to withhold correction from our children, not to withhold it. And so many times, parents will withhold correction for many reasons. Maybe it's too difficult to interrupt a child because they're very strong-willed. Maybe they don't want to face the confrontation that will be required when they have to correct a child that perhaps has a strong will. So they withhold correction. They do it because they're too tired. That's not a good reason to withhold correction. The end result of doing that is always disastrous, because the Word of God warns us of the possibilities that will occur if a child is not disciplined. In verse 13 of Proverbs 23, it says, "Do not hold back discipline from the child. Although you strike him with the rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod and rescue his soul from hell." So there's a serious responsibility that a parent has from the Word of God, a mandate from God, that we are to discipline our children. Literally, the responsibility is upon us. When you see public figures such as professional athletes who appear to have absolutely no self-control, they are unwise with their money, that they are suddenly thrust into a position of having a tremendous amount of money at a young age, and you can see the lack of self-discipline because newspaper articles of them going on spending sprees and spending their money in lavish ways on drinking and parties and expensive automobiles. You see an indication of a lack of training there in the area of discipline of the person's character. And oftentimes, we know from experience, from observation, but from the Word of God, that a parent that does not discipline or train up their child the way that he should go does the child a major disservice. All areas of adult life will be affected when you refuse to follow the Word of God and discipline your children. When you withhold correction, you do that child a major disservice, because then they reach the age of adulthood. They have no self-discipline. They can't deal with their money. They have no self-control, so they are quick to be angry. They'll have a temper that easily goes off on other people because they have no self-control when they don't get their way. And you see this, as I said, with major figures and oftentimes, unfortunately, with sports personalities who are in the limelight, and therefore their foibles are exposed to public inspection. But you can see these indicators of not having been disciplined at a younger age. There are consequences of ignoring God's mandate as parents, and it definitely is a very big disservice to your child to not discipline them and not obey the Word of God. Why do people withhold discipline? First of all, it's oftentimes, as I've observed, that parents won't discipline if it's inconvenient. If they are tired, it's at the end of the day and they're tired. And these are the pressures of life that come against you to try to keep you from disciplining your children. Oftentimes, it isn't convenient because they're in a hurry, and so they do not discipline them. They put off the discipline until later, and then it's forgotten, and the child once again escapes consequences for behavior that was inappropriate or just wrong. And so these are reasons oftentimes that discipline is not applied. Another reason that I have observed is that parents won't discipline a child because they're embarrassed. If a child has a fit in a public place, such as a grocery store or restaurant, it is very important to stop what you're doing as a parent, to take the child outside to the car, wherever an appropriate place would be, where you can privately discipline the child. And I don't mean beat them. I mean give them the discipline. It may be a spanking. It may be correction. It may be removal of a privilege, whatever is appropriate for the age. But you cannot decide that I will only discipline when it's convenient, because that will have a long-lasting impact. Inconsistent discipline will result in children who are not self-disciplined. They have no self-control. They did not receive consistent discipline. You'll get very inconsistent behavior from them. So don't ignore God's mandate regardless of how inconvenient it may be, regardless of public embarrassment with other people, it's vital for you to make the decision today, no matter what age your children are, or whether you're someone who hopes to have children in the future, that you are determined to follow God's mandate for yourself as a parent and to be diligent in disciplining your children across the board. Be committed for the long haul. Discipline even when it's inconvenient. Do it God's way even when the results aren't immediately apparent. They will come to pass if you're consistent in disciplining your children. God's word's full of promises of blessing for properly trained children. Proverbs 10:1 says, "A wise son makes a father glad. He that begets a wise child shall have joy. Correct your child, and he shall give you rest." Or I like it in another translation. This is Proverbs 29:17, where it says, "Correct your son, and he'll give you comfort, and he'll delight your soul." And that's a true fact, because if you talk to parents who have godly children and they have become adults, they've given them great joy in their lives, because though they may, perhaps were very strict in their discipline in their younger years, the results were wonderful and they brought great joy to the parents. Be a person who will be wise, who will discipline when inconvenient. Be committed to the long haul of a very consistent discipline with your children. And do it God's way, even when the results aren't immediately apparent. God's promise of blessing for properly trained children will bless you all the days of your life. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like further study on this subject, just write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment and ask for our 10-tape series called Christian Parenting. And for any gift to Hidden with Christ Ministries of $30 or more, we will be happy to send you those 10 tapes. They will bless you and help you no matter what stage of parenting you're in today. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.